Who wants to take the intro this week?
I think Tyler, our longest running guest, should do it.
No, that's not what... That always makes people uncomfortable.
Oh, shit.
Right out the door.
Put you right on the spot.
Yeah. No, you don't have to. Boom. Trust me.
Hey,
give
guys.
A pass.
Welcome to this episode of the official podcast. We're your hosts, Jackson. We've got Andrew. We've got Charlie. And we've got the handsome Kaya. I don't know.
Thanks.
He is handsome. I'll give him that. And with us this week, we have Tyler, or Wildcat, as he is known on the YouTubes. Tyler, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I am Tyler, and yeah, that's my YouTube channel. I am Wildcat.
Beautiful.
That's about all you need to know about me.
All right.
That was fucking
that was painless.
Jesus.
Yeah, just right on in there.
Yeah.
So if I Google Tyler, I'll find your YouTube, right?
No, you probably won't.
Shit. Who's this fucking Tyler?
Tyler the Creator.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, actually, probably. Let's see.
Why are you... Andrew, you do this every week. Every time we have a guest, the first thing you do is Google the person's name and take up nothing but like 40 fucking seconds doing that and slow everything down. Every week.
I got Tyler Sis. I don't know what that is. Some sort of public school.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah,
I got
Tyler Texas.
Urban Dictionary. Tyler on Wikipedia, an old English word that means doorkeeper of an inn. Ooh, fancy.
I'm nowhere on this, like, first, like, three pages.
Tyler, the Creator's on the front page. Why aren't you?
He will be after the podcast hits.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably.
What happens if I Google Jackson? No, nothing.
This is probably going to be Michael Jackson.
This is great material for the podcast, things no one can see.
What if we Google Charlie?
Yeah.
You get a football player.
And the chocolate factory. You're going to get and the chocolate factory, 100%.
Well, guys, do you also get this result? It says Charlie, and then from your Google contacts, and then it has this mobile phone number here. I could read it aloud if you guys think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't have that. What's that number? Well, I'm not seeing that on my screen.
It's 911-247-8562.
Hey, Kaya, can I just inquire as to why you keep opening Saints Row 4?
I'm trying to get my controls to work with it.
Oh, well, this is the perfect time for that, isn't
this
it?
This is the greatest time for that.
I am fully aware, as you might have noticed, I answered you immediately.
Well, this is the technical specialist podcast.
Tyler, we have a confession to make. We brought you on here to troubleshoot for us.
Okay, Saints Row 4.
We can't get Saints Row 4 to work. Did you tell us
I've never played it
know?
Once in my life.
You did? Oh, fuck.
I have not played Saints Row 4, sadly.
Andrew is having problems with his USB devices, though.
That is true.
So, if I go away for a solid 5 seconds, it's because my computer decided to shit the bed. So anyway, on to an important seconds. And actual cool discussion. Tyler, do you like computers?
I mean, I use them every day. You know, they're pretty cool.
One? You ever built one?
I did build one, and then it got stolen.
Oh, fuck.
So I built one for YouTube, and I used it for, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, and then I upgraded the graphics card. I got, like, a 980 right when they came out. And then, like, I had it for a month, and I was driving to my parents' house for, like, the holidays, and on my way back, me and my girlfriend stopped to eat, and someone broke into my truck and stole it, because, like, I take my YouTube stuff back and forth. Wow. Yeah, it was like a whole ordeal. Yeah, it sucked ass.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I'm not giving it back.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. It's fine now, but you know, at the time, I never had anything stolen from me like that. Like, it really makes you not trust people as much anymore.
Yeah, did they break into the window? Did they smash the window?
They smashed the window. I parked like in the front row. Like, they didn't like broad. It wasn't broad daylight, but there was like a light right above it. They didn't give a shit. They smashed into like two or three other vehicles there. They stole, like, the purse out of one, but yeah, they hit the jackpot with mine. They stole, like, an Xbox One, a couple monitors in my PC.
Were you carrying your studio with you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I went from my house to my parents for, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, I gotta bring my stuff so I can do YouTube stuff, and that's a bad idea. Damn.
So, did you have a normal-sized tower? Just a regular computer?
It was a custom-built one, so, I mean, it's not, like, a giant one, but it's pretty big.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, you got to get those, like, large ones now, because no one's going to haul that shit out of a truck.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
They still will. They'll find a way. They'll bring a forklift. I think
I'm going to put bricks in it.
That'll teach them.
Yeah.
My old 60-pound computer. but I don't know. I recently built my own I've had it like 3 months now, and it's the first time I've gotten a full tower, and they're fucking massive. It's like an SUV in car comparisons. I did not expect it to be this fucking huge. I gotta lug it every time I move it. But it's nice, it's comfy. So I was just wondering if you had ever used those before, or any interesting computer, I don't know, mods.
I've actually been using the Asus ROG laptops. I've been using one of those for like the last 2 years. Ever since once I got my truck broken into and they stole that, while I was at my parents', I was like, all right, I gotta get something quick. So I just ordered a laptop off Amazon, like a really good one. And that shit's been working great for 2 years. So
that's all. I'm gonna build
a new ROG. One soon, though.
I feel the
laptop. Do you use an ROG as well, Charlie?
I used to, and then I lost that poor
and
boy.
And his truck got broken into.
Well, I mean, wait, you lost it?
No, like it died. Like it stopped working. Right, yeah. Like I lost it, like on a corporeal level.
Now, Charlie, which one of your 7 laptops was that?
Yeah, knowing you, you probably just broke one of the USB ports and called it a day.
Well, I mean, you know me.
That's what I do sometimes. You break something and troubleshoot, you can't figure it out, you just buy a new one. It just saves you the headache.
Well, here's a little fun fact. The people that live in the apartment complex here, one of them is so rich that I saw him drop his phone and the battery flew out. He just left it there and bought a new one.
All right.
Bought a new
that's
phone.
That's the way
a new
to live
battery.
Life right there.
Yeah. God damn, I'm jealous.
He drives around and... Well, yeah, I picked it up. You fucking kidding me?
That's a free battery.
Car gets a flat tire. He just burns it on the side of the road.
He drives around in a solid gold Mustang. I think it's a Mustang. It's either a Mustang or a Camaro.
Wait, solid
painted gold.
Right?
Solid gold. Holy shit.
No, painted gold.
If it was
gold.
Solid gold, it wouldn't fucking Jesus. Move.
Yeah, no, I meant painted gold.
It'd be the most expensive object on the fucking planet.
No, yeah, it'd be pretty hefty in price, but no, it's painted gold. Not made out of gold.
What does he feel it with, diamonds? Fuck.
Why does he live in your shitty apartment complex then?
Because he goes to the university that's walking distance, and I guess he just figures he can just live here.
Why not? Instead of buying
the
university.
Whole complex.
Yeah, why not buy the university?
I mean, yeah, he probably owns a hefty portion of it.
He probably owns the hotel or the fucking apartment complex and just rents it out.
He moves around on rollerblades quite often. That's always kind of fun to watch.
Is his father John Rollerblade or something? How did he get all this money? Is it just his parents are wealthy?
A lot of the people that go to the university are from like international students, and they're very, very, very wealthy.
Shit.
Yeah.
This guy turned into a gossip session. It's nice. Yeah.
Speaking of defending themselves, Tyler, do you know any hand-to-hand combat?
Do I know any hand-to-hand combat?
Yes, or something else interesting you could tell us about?
No, like I never did like karate, never done any kind of, I don't fight, I'm not a fighter, okay, I'm a lover.
That's why they took your computer, you need to learn.
Do you know any hand-to-hand loving techniques?
So you saw him running away and we're like, I love you.
No, I didn't even see him. We went and we were eating steak. It was at like a Texas Roadhouse in Kentucky. Bad idea, don't ever stop there, just get fast food and get the fuck out of there. But yeah, we were in there for like 45 minutes, walked out, and it was gone. I didn't even have a chance to defend myself.
Now that you
say
it, that would be a really good scheme where the restaurant owner works with the thieves. Just he calls up his body like, I just gave him the schnitzels. You're good to go. Rob him.
I mean, the problem with that, though, is that if people keep getting broken into when they go to your restaurant, they're going to stop going to the fucking restaurant.
Yeah, I'm never going there again. I drive past that shit all the time. Never stopping. Never again.
Burn it down.
See, you have to do it on some restaurant that's like a pass-by highway, like next to the highway, so you don't actually have return customers in the first place.
That's exactly what it's always was. It was out like of right townies. Next to an interstate.
That yeah. You might be onto something. That
I mean,
like
you
a
might you might have
barrel.
Just uncovered. Yeah, no wonder. Like,
holy shit!
Police never found nothing. Conveniently, the security cameras couldn't see shit. Like,
oh,
it was awful.
Oh,
yeah.
So here we go.
We could make out the vehicle. It was a white SUV, and there was like 3 people. But yeah, conveniently. You couldn't see any, you know, license plate. You can't see faces or nothing. Yeah, it was
fucking
awful.
Hell. This goes
what a coincidence.
I think it's a scheme. I think you're right. This guy.
This is a fucking conspiracy theory.
Yeah, the police are in on it.
Jesus, they're on the take.
All of Kentucky's in on it.
It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre
really
Town.
Computer.
The entire town in Kentucky's like, Tyler's coming. All right, places.
They're all inbred hicks. They love this weird gig they do. Instead of eating strangers, they just rob them.
Hills Have Eyes, but the hills have computers.
It sounds more like Silent Hills.
That's true. The Silent Hill is the one with the weird church people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen the movie. I know nothing about the games.
I've never seen them.
The movies are okay. They get worse, but the first one's pretty neat.
The game?
The movie. The Silent Hill movies.
Yeah, as far as I remember, I liked it too. I thought it was cool.
But the games are incredible. At least the first couple ones. Like 1, 2, and 3 are fucking amazing.
I thought they were bad now.
They've aged alright, but they're still playable. They're still good.
I meant the most recent titles are just horrendous.
Oh, yeah, no, the new ones are awful. The new ones are real bad. Because Resident Evil nailed action horror, and Silent Hill's like, to make profit margins, we gotta do that too. So they just add shitty combat and really dumb plots.
When did the last one come out? What was it?
Downpour.
Tyler, you know that off the top of your head, right?
Of course, yeah. It came out December 21st of 2011? I'm just bullshit. I have no idea. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You just gotta bullshit. You just gotta sound believable.
Ooh, so close.
Really?
March 13th, 2012.
Yeah, I knew the 2012.
That's 3 months.
Just within a few months. I was just a few months off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's close.
Speaking of video games, Tyler, what are some of your favorites, or even more of a better question, what are some that you've played lately that you think suck?
Or
an
even better question that really fits our podcast, have you ever masturbated during any of these games?
That too.
Yeah.
I honestly can't think of a game I've masturbated during. I feel like
lying.
That's an occasion that calls for no other distractions.
So you don't play hentai games then?
Yeah, we can rule that out.
What's that called? Honey Pop or whatever. I haven't played that shit, you know?
No, that's not hentai.
Honey Pop's fucking... come on.
It is. Hentai's what? Anime pornography. That's exactly what it is.
That's pussy shit.
You deserve
to have your computer taken for that.
Because I haven't played it?
Exactly.
No.
Tyler, little do you know, they were installing Honey Pop on it and mailing it back to you.
What?
I changed all my passwords, so they can't get into my Steam or anything.
That was the other nightmare.
I had to change every password.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even realize that. That would suck. Did you not have a password on the actual computer?
Yeah, what?
I did, but I mean, just in case. I don't know if they can get in there. You know, I don't want them to, you know, because like my YouTube auto-logged in, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, yeah, no, there's no chance for you.
What is your YouTube password?
No, I don't think I can say that.
Shit.
He's learnt. He's adapting.
We almost got him. Damn it.
Really close.
We'll try
Call the boys in Kentucky. Call the boys in Kentucky. This
Little do
was
you
a
know,
failure.
While you're on this podcast, our friends are robbing your car again.
Got him.
So, okay, still for those of us who don't know, who might not know in the audience, what the hell is Honey Pod? Is it one of those hentai viaboo games?
It's
Honey Pop.
Pop.
Yeah, Honey Pop. It's a whatever. P at the end. Yeah.
It's like Candy Crush, but with semi-naked.
Yeah, you play Candy Crush, and then when you win, you get to see their vaginas and shit.
You don't.
You get to see them censored because it's on Steam, and Steam is Puritans.
Wait, it is censored? I always thought people did that.
There's two versions. I might be thinking of
a
different
game,
but it's very
similar. Why do you know so much about this?
Because, Kaya, I jack off 18 hours a day. So anyway, there's two versions of the game, and one of them is like you go in the options and you hit it for censorship, and apparently you can stream it on Twitch, but only if that mode is on. And it's super censored, and the Steam version comes automatically censored. I might be thinking of a different game.
Specific info.
Yeah. Basically, they just move like curtains and bubbles in front of the asses.
I don't think the uncensored version is too graphic, though.
No, it's not. It's just a little more cleavage and a little more butt.
Yeah, it's also cartoon ass. Why censor that?
Yeah, that too. It's a single line.
There's no vor or anything, so it's not interesting.
Tyler, are you in divorce?
I don't even know what that is.
Act of swallowing people.
Yeah.
The sexual act of swallowing people, that's the thing.
Like, basically...
Yes, it's as if I...
Like, you could jack off watching Attack on Titan. Think of it that way.
No. I'm definitely not into that, no.
That's the right answer.
That is the right answer, yeah. What about macrophilia?
Macrophilia?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's giant people.
It's when you're in like crushing Godzilla-sized sex.
Godzilla-sized sex.
What does that mean?
Crashing up the buildings well, and shit.
I thought maybe it was just you were into programmable buttons on keyboards or something.
Push this button and I come.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sure there are F5. People who do that too. I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably. I also wouldn't not be in the surprised. Least.
I wouldn't be surprised about any kink anymore.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't think there's a single kink out there where I don't get why it's sexy. I can see like the what? Sexual appeal of pretty much all of them.
What?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, none of us said that, yeah. Andrew.
If I told you...
I said that. That's my opinion.
Oh. That's nonsense. That's not your opinion. You're wrong. You're not allowed to have that opinion. I'm going to do a Neil deGrasse Tyson on you. You're not allowed to believe that. But if someone told you, for instance, hey, Andrew, I really get a hard-on for sticking my dick in a toaster. Explain to me why that is hot. And
toasters
how you would understand
warm.
It.
Toasters are warm and they have a slot.
I mean, you get me. A nice, when you first go in and it's not on, it's cold, and then you turn, you get to feel it like heat up. I can understand that.
Exactly. You got
the
remember,
sensation
fetishes,
of changing temperatures. Yeah.
Yeah, except
fetishes
it's a tiny slit.
Primal fuck. Dude, who cares? Fetishes are the most primal fucking thing in your brain. The less you explain about them, the more they make sense. It's contradictory.
No.
But it's true.
That's a platitude.
So look, if I go, look, it's a hole and it gets really warm, then you go, okay, that makes sense. But if I go, it's a hole and it gets warm and it's on a toaster, then you go, oh, well, you know, that doesn't work.
Yes, because that's a crucial detail.
It is a pretty big right. detail.
Yeah. If I tell I like up, fucking right, pussies, look. It's different than I like fucking metal holes that get steaming hot and
yeah,
that'll smolder my dick.
And there's a 50-50 chance that it's a vagina or a toaster. I'm not doing it.
What if I took a toaster, I warmed it up to perfect vaginal temperature, and put you a blindfold on you?
I wouldn't know that shit's a toaster.
Exactly.
Oh, I wonder who I'm
it
fucking.
Doesn't matter.
Is this Jenny the cyborg from the Nickelodeon series?
Well, the thing is that the toaster would go into the broader category of objectphilia or whatever it is, where you get attracted to inanimate objects.
My life is a teenage toaster.
teenage flashlight, yeah. But I mean, I can get any like certain inanimate objects. I mean, there's people who have those waifu pillows or whatever, right?
Yeah,
sure. But that's a toaster.
Weird. I mean, it all depends on how the person anthropomorphizes it. It's what human traits they pull out of the object.
But you're assuming that they're looking for anthropomorphic traits that they want it to
like
be a person. Maybe they're into it because it's
what,
not.
What
human.
Traits are you gonna get from a toaster? Just the warm.
It's warm.
Hole. That's
it's metal. It's
that's
warm.
All some people want.
The bar is so low.
Yeah.
It's warm.
Yes, it is. That's my point. My point is the bar for sexuality is the lowest fucking thing you'll ever find. Nothing goes lower than what people will jack off to.
I don't think it
period.
Goes down that low. Where
that's
it's just
true.
One individual trait that is.
Nah, he's got a
human.
Point. Charlie
I mean,
and
there's
I,
people who jack off to toasters. You know the brave little toaster? Why is there rule 34 of that?
No. Okay, hang on. You're changing the argument. Yeah, we never were arguing about whether there are people who do that, but I'm just saying, can you argue for it and explain why you think sure?
Not
which you're kind of doing, but I don't know. I there really are so many kinks that just don't make sense.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's not going to make complete sense, but it's. I'm saying I can get some of the rationale behind it. That's all. I can't legitimize
yeah, the rationale,
but I can get some of the idea behind it.
We truly hope we haven't offended any toaster fucking enthusiasts out there.
No.
They're called strudels, Charlie.
I'm sorry. I hope we didn't misgender any toasters.
Oh boy.
So anyway, back to Tyler's most hated video games of the year.
Oh yeah, that was a question.
Man, I don't know. I don't play as many like games as I used to. I'm kind of like confined to the ones I record. And outside of that, like I feel like I don't want to do anything video game related
now. Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I have been like, as far as games that I've been playing that I don't upload that I've been enjoying. I really like Cities Skylines because I'm a fucking nerd and I just nerd out and build a city.
It's a good game.
But it is pretty good, but
it's fun.
I'm trying to think of ones that I hate.
Okay, let's make
it easier. I hate a lot of games. That's the problem, is I just anticipate a lot of games sucking, and I just don't play them.
Like, welcome to my world. But let's like, try
I
just, this.
Like, I get that.
What is a game that you think sucks, but everyone else loves, that is culturally considered a great game that you might not like at all?
Overwatch, I'm not a fan. Yeah, but I agree. I don't think the game sucks. I don't enjoy it. I think the game sucks. The other one though is Destiny. I think Destiny sucks dick.
I
don't understand how so many people like it. But
Destiny upsets me because conceptually I think it's awesome, but all I've heard is the gameplay is really repetitive and boring.
It's a loot game.
Honestly, I think the problem with Destiny is it doesn't have the right ingredients, which is why this week we're happy to announce Blue Apron / Special, where you'll always get the right ingredients.
That was fucking smooth.
He could have done it during the toaster, but no. Yeah. That was the right time.
That would have been smarter.
It's the perfect time. Good job, Charlie.
Thanks.
Well, now that you've brought this up, Charlie, tell me more.
Well,
now you're in for it.
The freshest ingredients every time delivers fresh ingredients to your fresh.
Wait. Fresh house. So the freshest ingredients the every ingredients time deliver delivers. The freshest ingredients every time delivers fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
It's just a
giant
revolutionary
carrot. Shit.
It's just a good system they've got there, you know.
Are you reading
That's some
Blue Apron
hardcore
or having a
GMO
stroke?
Shit right there.
If you too like fresh food that you yourself can feel happy about eating and happy about the freshness of the food, Blue Apron / Fishel.
All right, so if you want fresh ingredients delivered to your door, if you don't want to go out and shop every time and then forget all the essential ingredients and end up making disgusting pasta to eat like a 12-year-old student, what you do is you go to blueapron.com/official, you sign up, and you get fresh ingredients that you can cook. You don't have to be able to cook. You don't have to be a good cook. You don't even have to know how to cook. They send you a recipe, which is different every time, and you can prepare the meals in under 40 minutes. Money back guarantee, and that's about it. If you're a student, it's a good deal. It's $10 or less per meal, per person, and that's about it. It's fresh ingredients, so you know what's actually in the food. You don't have to play guessing games, or you also don't have to sit at some drive-through restaurant where your car will get robbed. That's a plus.
Yeah.
So go to blueapron.com/official. Don't forget the /official. That's how you get the deal, and that's all they know. We sent here.
You can get your first three meals free, I believe, with free shipping
by going
to that link.
That's true. You get your first three meals free, so that's the deal no one would say no to. Plus, I would like to reiterate, you do not get robbed. That's just a prime service only Blue Apron offers. blueapron.com/official.
Theft protection. I nailed it. We're good to go. Tyler, I actually have an interesting question here. One that pertains to more than fucking toasters and masturbatory video games and such. I did a little research beforehand to come up with some good questions, and I came across an old article that you might not want to be talking about. It might be uncomfortable or not, but I read that you tried to dabble in the rap game under the name Pimp Master Flex Hard. Do you want to tell us a little about that?
Oh, shit, man. Yeah, no, I didn't think that would come up. Yeah, so Pimp Master Flex Hard, you say?
Well, yeah, that was your title.
Yeah, it was. Man, those were the days, man. Yeah, I was, you know, before the YouTube game, I was just trying to think of ways, because I was unemployed, you know, not making any money, so I came up with, what the fuck was the name again? No, I'm not a rapper. I never rapped. I actually did make a rap song, though, one time with my buddy, but I'm not no pimp,
Charlie,
pimp
got
master
mixed
flex
up. That was
hard.
Me.
It seems the Wall Street Journal's reporting was a bit off then, I'm sorry.
Oh, what a shocker.
Really? They're usually like rock solid.
Oh, yeah, they're usually right on the money.
Oh, of course.
So once again, that's blueapron.com/official.
I feel like Andrew's just so discouraged now he doesn't even want to talk about anything else.
No, what I'm wondering, Tyler, is you still play Call of Duty, it seems, yeah?
Just recently,
looked them up again.
I mean, but not really.
You sound like a just disgusted FBI officer. Like, oh, Tyler, I see you've been watching someone.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Porn
I'm
again.
Like, shit. I'm like, yeah, I feel shamed about it. But I mean,
well, no, my follow up question was, I'm just wondering, did you get back into it, or are you getting into it really hard for the first time? Because I figured that most people around our age and doing this kind of stuff kind of really don't go for Call of Duty anymore.
Whoa.
Well, like that's where judgmental. I started like my YouTube stuff. Like a lot of, mm-hmm. you know, like a lot of other gaming channels, it started with Call of Duty. And that was like in Black Ops 1 or something like that. Played a lot of Black Ops 1, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2, and then Ghost came out. And like, I was like, fuck that. And then right around the time Ghost came out, GTA came out too. And then that's like what me and my friends really got into. And then from there, we got into like Gmod. And then now we just don't play Call of Duty hardly at all anymore. But then Black Ops 2 became... Yeah, but then Black Ops 2 became backwards compatible on Xbox One. And like that was one of my favorite games, so we've been playing that a little bit. But yeah, that's about it.
Well, what brought you back to it? Was it like a nostalgia feel, or was it...
It was just because they made it backwards compatible, like, I don't know, the community kind of like...
Oh,
everybody rushed back into the game, so it like brought new life into the game again. So like there's a bunch of people playing, everybody, like a lot of people have mics. Yeah. It just feels like the way it did back in 2012, 2013 when I played it. Right. And then also like the new Call of Duty coming out, I'm actually kind of excited for the World War II. That should be pretty cool, because I really
exciting.
Didn't enjoy a lot of the last ones, but
yeah, I don't like the futuristic ones.
No.
I think the last one I played was with you, Andrew, when we played Modern Warfare 3 for a couple days.
Oh yeah, and you hated it.
I didn't like it. If you're watching this Infinity Ward, I'm not a fan, but you can still come on the podcast and defend yourself while I insult your work.
Oh, I'm not a fan of Infinity Ward either. I feel like they've made all the shittiest ones. Ghosts and then Infinite Warfare. Infinite Warfare is so bad.
Made Modern Warfare 2 and 1.
But that was the old Infinity Ward, and then they fell apart. And then what was left kind of like conjured up Modern Warfare 3 based off of stuff they had already done. Well, and then when it was time for them to make their own with Ghosts, it was just, I did not like it
at
all.
It was dreadful.
Yeah. Well, half of it was made by Sledgehammer, I think, Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah. And Sledgehammer's...
And then they went to make Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, and although Advanced Warfare is, like, super crazy, like, they did do a good job, though, like, but the game itself is, like, not Call of Duty. It's different.
I think the old Infinity War went on to make Titanfall 1 and 2, which I'm sad those never caught on, because I think those games are fucking great.
Well, Titanfall 2 didn't even give a chance. They didn't even give it a chance, though, the way they released it.
EA fucked it over.
They
released
weekend.
It like... Yeah, when did they did it like in between two games. They did it like right after Battlefield 1 and then like right before Call of Duty or something like that.
Titanfall 2 had one of the best campaigns in like first-person shooter history. I loved it. Every second of it was fun.
Have not played it.
I also
played an hour of it.
Didn't hype it up at all.
Yeah.
I just like the multiplayer a lot.
The multiplayer is also really good, but the campaign was really good. I enjoyed it.
Guy, have you ever played Call of Duty? I don't think you ever have. I didn't think so.
You're not missing much.
Yeah.
Maybe back in the day he was, but currently no.
Modern Warfare 2, some of the most fun I've had in multiplayer with friends and stuff. It was insanely fun.
Yeah. I owe a lot to Modern Warfare 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Back when it was a novel concept. Fresh and fun.
Those were some good
here
times.
We are now.
I really miss old Xbox Live when everyone was just insulting each other. It was like the wild, wild west of creative insults.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was 10 years old when I first got Xbox Live for Halo 2. Oh my god, the amount of shit I heard back then. It was amazing.
It was a whole new world.
Oh, it opened my eyes. That's probably why my voice got so deep. I just had to adapt.
You had to, otherwise you just got shit on.
Yeah.
That's evolution right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
As soon as he signed on, his testicles dropped.
What do you think happened to the, like, I don't know, it's become a lot more boring on, like, Xbox Live. No one's talking.
It's because of the Xbox One, man. The Xbox One's just a bad console. Like, they I forget what they did, but they made it so you had to have some, like, specific cable to, like, chat, like to have a headset that worked, so like all your old stuff on 360 didn't really convert over. And then like I don't know, and then like a lot of the games, like it's the party system that they made, like you don't have it, like it works separate from the game, I believe. So like in Call of Duty, like if you played Search and Destroy, it would force everybody into game chat. Well, with this, like anybody can be in party chat, like it doesn't matter. So like you have people just kind of in their own groups talking, whereas nobody is really
On the 360 as well, though. I thought the party system still existed then.
Yeah, you have the party system, but in certain game modes, like, it would force you into game chat, and because, like, I don't know, I guess maybe on 360 it was just easier for people to go back and forth, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Xbox One has the worst UI I've ever seen in the world.
It's so bad. If you're listening to this,
Microsoft, I hate it, and you're welcome to come on here and defend your points if you'd like, but I don't like you.
They would have none. They would have not a single point.
Well, 80% of the space is either black screen or advertisements. Yeah. It's dreadful. It is the worst UI.
That would be their only point, is that this optimizes ad space.
Yeah, that's one reason. One reason I gave up on next gen consoles, having fucking ads thrown in everywhere. It's just the worst.
PS4's been fine.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's too many on PS4.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now I know where I'm going.
Kaya, how's the Game Boy doing on ads? Are they still keeping that pretty clean?
The Game Boy.
Yeah, well, just released over there.
No, they still haven't put any on the old Advance SP. You know, there's no ads on that.
Yeah. What is the last console you own, Kai? Have you ever had a game console?
Not anymore. I had a 3DS, the original one, the fat beefy one. It had some good games.
Oh, I mean, it has great games. It's just the console itself is an unwieldy fucking shithouse.
Did any of you guys growing up ever play those old PC educational games like Wishbone and Fourth Grade, Fifth Grade, those things?
Yes. Yeah.
What was the one with the car?
I don't know. I don't remember them, but I know. I can picture the cover of the disc. Well, not the disc, but the case. I can picture it, but I don't remember actually ever playing any of them.
Oh, they were
I remember
fun.
Playing Candyland and like the Tonka games. Those are my shit.
The Tonka games.
The Tonka games, dude. No joke, like 6 or 7 months ago, I went on YouTube and watched someone play through the fucking Tonka construction game. Just like, there was like the most, I don't know, like the craziest nostalgia trip ever. It was like, I completely zoned into like being 7 years old again. It was pretty crazy.
I always wanted to play those Tonka games, but I always thought they were like for real construction workers, so my parents wouldn't get them for me.
It's like flight simulation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Teaching purposes only.
I was like, I was the stupidest kid. Like what I saw on TV commercials, like I always thought that was real life. So when they'd advertise like Beyblades and shit, I'd be beyond disappointed when they didn't tear a hole in the time continuum.
Oh, that's what we all did. That's what they advertised to children. Those scumbags.
I feel like I was far more impressionable than most.
Does anyone remember the adventure game with the
Carmen Sandiego
car? I don't know what that is.
Putt-putt.
The human... Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. That was going to drive me insane.
I speed ran that game. I'm 12th place.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah. Putt-putt goes to the zoo. I think I'm 12th place. At least I was at one point.
It saves the zoo?
Yes.
Or is that a sequel?
Charlie goes to the zoo. That's why he's in 12th place. He was the one of 12 people who played it.
I just got showed up at my own thing there, tooting my own horn, and he corrected the game title.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of Putt-Putt games. That's the only one that I know, the zoo one.
Yeah, it was a good game.
Putt-Putt's a big deal.
Kai, you ever play Putt-Putt?
Nah, Putt-Putt sounds like a golfing game, though.
Yeah, I feel like we're on a topic you can't chime in on very heavily, because Turkey didn't have second or fourth grade.
That's fine.
As soon as you're out of kindergarten, you're out in the real world.
Working
your degree comes with
9-to-5 job after kindergarten.
Your degree comes with an AK-47.
It's Omar, the child gynecologist.
What did the gyno say? Well, he said that I have herpes, and then he asked for a coloring book.
Tyler, what were you expecting from this podcast? I'm just curious.
I didn't think that exact sentence would be said. You have herpes and I need a coloring book.
Checkmate. We got him.
I'm surprised you wouldn't expect that, actually. Most of the people do. And then they get disappointed when we talk about serious things.
I like that. Our last guest came in here braced for like a bunch of cum and wiener stuff. And then we tried to be more serious.
We didn't do a lot of serious stuff.
He was disappointed.
Nah, it wasn't.
It was balanced.
Yeah.
Was it the episode with Bioshock?
Yeah, no, that was.
No, the one before
with Alex.
That.
With Alex.
That was after.
Ah, yes, yeah, yeah. I remember.
Tyler, yeah. I got a more involved and actual legitimate question. So you do a shitload of stuff with GTA. If
say, used hypothetically, to, not so much okay. anymore, but you continue.
But I mean, you've got a lot into it. I'm guessing. Did you give it up because you kind of got tired of it, or what? What was the reason for moving on?
Was there a view drop?
Pretty much, like we played it for like 2 or 3 years. No, the views are still good on it. It's just like there's no reason to. Like, we've literally almost done everything. We've done, like, almost every glitch, and they patched all of them. Like, you name something possible in that game, and we've probably done it and uploaded a video on it.
Did you go to the top of Mount Chiliad?
Of course. We went to the top of Mount Chiliad, and then you ride a BMX bike down it, you jump, and then if you you glide the bike at a certain angle, you can, like, fly infinitely far. Like... That's like the extent of some of the shit we did. There's like crazy glitches like that we did. Yeah, we've done like everything. So we only play it if like a new update comes out that actually has like interesting stuff that we can play around with, like new cars or new guns. Or
what do you think about the GTA YouTube community? Because there's a lot of weird people
yeah,
there's out
there. There's a lot of like...
Kyle loves people. It.
It's pretty cringeworthy shit. Like all we ever did was we just played the game... And uploaded anything we found funny or interesting. Like, you know, we never did any like, you know, tutorials on how to do this or that or anything. Like, that's all we ever did. So we really didn't. We were like a part of the GTA community, but only like that aspect of it. Like, we didn't.
By proxy.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it was just kind of our group and then whatever bullshit we got up to in the game.
Oh, it's
what
a
is the weird community?
It's disgusting, Jackson. Oh, my God. I remember at one
I don't
point,
even know what it is these days because, like I said, like, we don't really. Play it consistently enough to even like be in that community hardly anymore, but
like
I don't know, what stuff are they doing now? Yeah, what stuff are they doing now?
Jackson and I are completely clueless. Tell us about it.
Yeah. I
Kaya's probably comatose.
I'm here.
There we go.
See, he's still awake. But
his heart's still pumping.
I've gone through like a lot of GTA channels because they make some laughably bad videos, and I like to just look at those throughout YouTube, like shitty gym advice, you know, put creatine in your asshole to get your blabtubius up to code and all that shit. And GTA supplies me with some of the worst shit. There's one guy, I don't know if you're friends with this guy. If you are, I'm sorry to call him out like this, or I'm sorry that you're a friend of his, but his name is Lispy Jimmy. All he does is take like his all he does is take
go
his
ahead, go ahead.
He takes his PlayStation into like McDonald's or Walmart and then just gets really loud about how he's playing GTA and how extreme it is. In one of his videos, he filmed it right after like someone gave him a bunch of hickeys. I don't think he had sex or anything. I think his friend just sucked on his neck so he'd look cool. And then he just went out there to show off his hickeys and be really loud about playing GTA in a Walmart. It's amazing. It was really hard to watch. Lispy Jimmy, if you're watching it, I didn't like your content. Please don't come on the podcast, though. Just take it from the gym.
Lispy Jimmy, if you know Infinity Ward, please get them on the podcast.
I know who you're talking about, and I did not know that that's the type of stuff he did now. But he used to... I don't remember what specifically he used to do. But, like, back in the day, like, I don't know. We never got along, because I'm sure he did some stupid videos back then that probably triggered me and my friends, because...
It's horrendous. Horrendous. he like prank calls Rockstar asking about GTA 6 sometimes too, and he fucking
you gotta get GTA 6 in the title, that's why.
God, and then he puts like 4 or 5 different ads per video, so every time he plugs in his PlayStation you get a new fucking ad.
I wonder if Rockstar thinks he's special or something. They're just like, yes, Jimmy, it's coming.
They know that he's calling, they have him on speed dial.
Oh, God, it's Jimmy again. Someone else take this one.
Get Carolyn. She has the most patience.
I'm looking at, like, some of his videos from, like, 4 months ago, and literally, like, within 5 or 6 videos on themselves, there's, like, 6 that are titled GTA 6. One is GTA 6 London. There one is GTA 6 release date. One is the GTA 6 main character. One is GTA 6 USA. One is GTA 6 early. One is GTA 6 canceled.
I bet they're all over.
Shit like that always annoys me.
1 second. I bet they're all 1 second over 10 minutes or some shit.
Oh no! Hold on. I accidentally clicked away. I clicked away. Hold on. Let me find it. They were.
Like
they
Alex
were
Alex Jones of GTA.
Except Alex Jones is infinitely more entertaining than this dweeb.
Like this I didn't plan on like coming on here and like putting anybody on blast, but at the same time, it's like you do shit like this, you kind of have it coming. Oh yeah, like, we got 10 minutes and 10 seconds, 10 minutes and 19, 10 minutes and 18, 10 minutes 19, 10 minutes 23, 10 minutes 8, 10 minutes 27. Oh yeah,
not a video under 10 minutes. Wow.
It's true, like, of all the of all the content creators that I like watch, or not content creators, communities that I watch just for the fun of bad videos, GTA 6 supplies me with the worst. Or GTA 5, sorry, that's not out yet, but we can put that in the title now.
Yeah, there you go.
GTA 6 is canceled.
Yeah, it's coming, Jimmy.
That is the name of this episode, GTA 6.
With Rockstar employee Tyler.
Well, Charlie, is he worse than that? Is he worse than that other guy that I showed you guys?
Yes,
the guy.
Yes, Andrew.
Are you sure? Is that guy?
No, Andrew. He's the epitome of a goober. When you think of goober, you're thinking of Wispy Jimmy.
Goober. When I think of goober, I think of a South Dakota mom trying to be polite.
Well, you have a weird imagination.
Making the house, you goober.
Yeah, you goobers. Come on, supper's ready. It's beans and Franks.
I don't know if it's obvious or not, but I don't know how to put this. You guys going on about shitty YouTubers is really, you guys are poking the bear, because I kind of promised these guys not to go on rants about how much I resent YouTubers and just the entire YouTube community and everyone on it.
Oh, I this is a topic I can get behind. I'm down with this. I don't want to burn bridges, though. That's the only problem.
Yeah, Tyler, we don't want to offend you, but Kaya ranted about how much he hates your content for 30 minutes before you came on.
Oh, yeah?
It was really awkward.
Oh, yeah? Did
say it to his face, Kaya.
Yeah,
do
it to his face, Kaya.
Do it, pussy.
I didn't. I
You're telling me my videos aren't fucking
about.
Masterpieces? Get the fuck out of here.
You're telling me you didn't like his video, GTA 6 confirmed? Leaked footage?
I worked hard on that to get it to 10 minutes.
He had to beg for those likes all by himself.
It's a lot of effort that goes into this, okay?
I'm just kidding. I hope you didn't actually think I was serious.
I mean, no. I was like, maybe he's serious, but if he is, whatever. You know, people can talk shit about whatever they want.
No, regardless how Kaya comes off, he was not talking shit about you, I assure you.
I generally like our guests. It's just the YouTube community in general, like the people.
Oh, in general?
We,
absolutely.
Just talked
in
about.
General.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a cesspool. I mean, if... I don't know. If Hitler had killed YouTubers instead of Jews, I would have been fine with them. Let's put it
that
way.
He wouldn't have anyone to kill, idiot. YouTube came out in the 2000s.
Yeah. 2005,
but
yeah.
On a bigger point, I just...
Checkmate!
Last...
When did the Jews come out?
Hold on, let me Google Jews release date real quick. Actually, that's probably not something I want in my search history.
So, Tyler, then, we can go into this another question that kind of has to relate to this discussion. Is there any content or any things you've done for content that you really weren't feeling, but you put it out anyway, or things that you were like, oh, this is whatever, or things where you felt uncomfortable with what you were doing on something?
Do you release daily?
No, I've never been. I mean, there are times where I'll hit like 7 or 8 or 9 days in a row, but usually it's like every other day. And there was a time where it would be like, you'd be lucky to get a video like once a week from me almost, but it's about every other day. But I'm trying to think of like anything.
I mean, it more so a question on that where there was just something. Oh, fuck. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, yeah. Continue that question.
what? Yeah, not that I can think of really like anything where I don't know. Not that I can think of like some like. Anytime I got to do videos like solo, like by myself, like, I don't know, I kind of struggle with that because I just if I like the game, I just zone into it. I just don't think about anything. And if I don't like the game, then I'm just bored. So like if I'm recording solo, I'm either just focused on the game and not really saying anything, or I'm just bored of it and don't have anything interesting to say. So like, I don't know, I've always just been better at like playing with people and like riffing off shit that they say or they do or whatever. That's always what I've been better at. So like any kind of solo videos, I usually like, I don't know. I'll record it and I'll be like, that sucked. I'm not going to upload that sometimes. Like I can't, there's probably several like recordings that have been deleted after spending an hour and a half recording by myself.
I remember my original train of thought. So if you release basically almost daily or every other day or really, really regularly, do you ever have issues like getting like being on or being funny or on point or any of those, or hyping yourself up into this content? And I wanted to ask that to Charlie too, because Charlie, you upload every single day, and I think it'd be interesting if you told people how you manage that.
I 100% do. Like there are times where, because like I play with a group, right? So like they, you know, we kind of schedule around like when everybody wants to play, and there are just times where like everybody's wanting to get on and I'm just like, I'm not in a good mood, or I'm tired. So I usually just skip out on it. There's never really I never really feel pressured because I don't upload on a schedule. I never really feel pressured to like record when I don't feel like it. So
that'd be nice.
I usually tend to just avoid that. Yeah. I just, if I'm not feeling it, I just, I'm going to miss whatever they record that day or.
And then I bet Kai could use that right now. He wants out.
Charlie, what about you? I've asked you about this, but I think on a podcast, it'd be decent for you to talk about it.
Yeah. Now that I'm graduated and all that, I just have so much time. So it's just, for me, it's just always fun. I never really have to worry about what mood I'm in or anything, because no matter what mood I'm in, just doing, like, creating something puts me in a good mood. I made a video one time after watching someone overdose and probably die at outside of a club, and I was still fine to make a video, just because it's just, like, a form of escape for me. It's, like, a totally different world. Yeah, cathartic.
Did you make a video on the overdose?
No, that'd be disrespectful, Jackson. That man's no longer with us.
This is my commentary on the overdose. Let's do this shit.
It was actually a really scary thing, though. I don't know if any of you have ever seen someone overdose. It's fucking horrifying. Yeah.
When you, there's
God damn it, that was a great
video
I made in his honor.
There's a big difference
between...
he would have loved it.
There's a big difference between watching people die through secondhand nature, like death videos or hearing about it on the news, and actually seeing it in person.
My dad saw two people die like in person. That shit was he was driving to work one day, and it was like a railroad track. Like one train went by one direction, and then like the arms lifted, and he was getting ready to go, but he was like looking down at his phone or something while he was stopped there. And the car in front of him went once the arms went back up, and just as it started to go, another train like the other direction came and just drilled the person, and like it was him and like his little girl like in his car, and they both died. My dad was the only one there. He had to like call the ambulance.
Shit.
The dude wasn't quite like, he wasn't completely dead. He was like, I don't know, his head was all fucked up, and he was like making these awful noises. He described, I don't want to describe it in detail, it's super fucked up, but yeah, so he like, that fucked him up for quite a while, because at the time, like my younger sister was only like 7 or 8, you know, so he saw this little girl just get killed, and it was like, yeah, Jesus. I can't do shit like that. It fucks me up. Yeah, it in person,
God damn.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to make something after that. I mean, at least the overdose. I don't know for sure if he pulled through or not.
You can just think he did, you know?
Yeah.
This is the greatest train crash of all time.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean, if any of you out there watching have ever overdosed in Ybor, just know one video was at least made that night, and hope you enjoyed it.
That is sad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. So anyway, on to the subject of depressing stories. I think this was just a general question I had for any episode, and we can let Tyler in on it. What was the last thing to make you cry?
Ooh.
Like, actually cry. Like, shedding tears.
Jackson's excited for this one. Oh, got the perfect story.
No, I genuinely can't remember the last time I've cried.
Thought it was an interesting question. Anyone. It's a general question. Last thing to actually make you cry. Could be pain, could be emotion, but anything. Absolutely. Anything.
I think mine was my grandma passed away like a year ago, and the funeral was just like my mom was just super sad, and that was like what got to me more than like anything, is just how upset my mom was. So that was probably the last thing that like really made me cry. That was like a year ago, but
it's pretty heart wrenching.
I'm sorry.
Along the same lines as that, I watched Shawshank Redemption, two and a half years ago. And then that one made me cry as well. That makes me cry every single time I've watched it. Like I've watched it maybe 5 times. Every time, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but there's an old dude in it who commits suicide basically by hanging himself after being released from jail, because he's been in jail for so long. He doesn't know how to like reintegrate himself into society, so he just commits suicide, and that always made me sad, and I cried about 2.5 years ago, I'd say. That's the last time I can remember, anyway.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a great question there, Andrew. A real zinger.
Wait, what about you, Charlie? Finish the
I think
depression.
It's an interesting question.
It is interesting. Charlie, what is it?
I don't know, I have to think. I'm pretty sure... I know I cried one time when I was blackout drunk, but it was over something stupid, and it seems everyone shared a serious story,
really?
I won't bother.
Blackout drunk,
I mean,
crying over something stupid,
wanna,
no way.
If you want to lighten the mood, the last time I cried was watching WALL-E.
How about an embarrassing time we've cried? We'll work off of your really depressing question into something interesting. Has anyone cried during something really embarrassing?
Crying is all
I can think
of. Self-fulfilling.
So, well, I can elaborate on mine because I think it's embarrassing. So I cry at the movie WALL-E almost every time I watch it. But it's not during... I'm serious. Yeah, I've seen it like four times. WALL-E's and every time. And the problem is... The problem is, not during... Well, I'm getting to that! Fuck! So,
what part, though, Andrew?
So, it's not even during one of the emotional scenes. It's during the scene where what's his name? The captain?
Goodman.
No, it's not John Goodman. It's the guy... Jeff Garlin. It's where Jeff Garlin, whatever, he plays the captain of the ship. It's when he stands up for the first time and challenges the computer to a fight. And I get so emotionally invested in it. I'm like, come on, man, stand up. You can do it. Fuck that computer. And every time that scene comes on, I start tearing up. I'm serious. I don't know why.
What the fuck?
I don't know why. I just get really, really emotionally invested in that movie. And as soon as the turning point happens, I start tearing up because I'm like, yeah, we did it.
Good old Jeff and me.
Such an average
good old me
film.
And Jeff Garlin. I call him every night and I go, you stood up, Jeff? And he's like, you've seen the movie so much, you know.
Just please stop calling.
And he's like, I'm John Goodman, you have the wrong number.
GTA 6 isn't coming out yet, damn it.
But yeah, I mean, it's probably super embarrassing. I just, every time, all four times I've seen it.
But have you been with anyone while you watched it? Because it's not embarrassing. It's not,
I watched it once with my mom.
Oh, that's even more embarrassing than here.
I hit it super hard. I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Didn't want your mom to see you at your weakest.
Yeah, I didn't want her to see. It was mostly I didn't want to explain it because I thought I'd sound super stupid. But I literally just said, I've seen this before. I gotta go to the bathroom, and I got up and washed my face.
Runs off screaming and crying.
You wouldn't understand.
I love this movie. Yeah.
What about you, Tyler, Jackson, or Kaya? Anything embarrassing?
No, not for me.
Not any like one thing that I could think of.
Kaya?
Nah.
Okay, well then I'll join Andrew in this club. In eighth grade, during a school dance, the DJ, it was a slow song, and then the DJ said, "Kiss your partner." And the girl I was dancing with kissed me on my cheek, and I was so happy I started to cry in front of her.
Oh, I thought you looked and had no partner and started crying on the dance
floor. That's what I thought it was going.
Oh, no.
That's a happy ending.
That's a sad one.
After she kissed you, did you say thanks, Mom?
Well, no, I cried.
Oh.
She didn't stick around long enough for me to get any words out behind my sobbing.
Wait, you were sobbing?
Yeah, well, like tearing up. You were
blubbering?
Well, okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration. I was just tearing up and a little sniffly.
That's funny.
I was
How
happy.
Old were you?
Yeah, I was like 18 or 19.
Wow.
Eighth grade.
That's recent. Jesus
like
Christ.
Like in eighth grade.
Yeah.
When was this challenge?
In eighth grade?
You were 18
what?
Or 19 in eighth grade? How many years did you get held back? No way.
You were like 14. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
it's
lying.
A joke, Andrew. What the fuck?
Oh, right.
It happened
last
every
week.
Single time.
Jesus. Yeah, it happened last week.
It was a joke. We're just too stupid to get it. Fuck.
That's completely
Andrew, next level.
Andrew was baffled by the logistics. Wait a minute. 18 in eighth grade?
I was doing the math, too. I'm like, that doesn't check out. There's no way.
I was about
when
to
I was in eighth
answers.
Grade, I wasn't 18. Nobody around me was 18.
Yeah, no, I was like, I think I was 12 or 13, somewhere in that ballpark.
I mean, I knew the math of it, but I wouldn't put it past you, so I kept quiet.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, was this your first kiss, Charlie?
No, it wasn't. There was just something about that moment. It was just so special.
What song was it?
Sounds like you.
Do you remember what
sounds
song
like you're
it
choking
was?
Up now.
Yeah, just remembering about it's going to make me tear up. I don't remember the song. But god damn it, was it a moving one. And that DJ was a true hero.
As that song comes on again, he tears up every time.
Every time it comes on, I just break down.
Such
That's
a
our
night.
Song, he says to himself as he thinks about a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, Jesus.
And of course, it was the most popular song at the time, so Eiffel 65's I'm Blue is now the song that makes him tear up.
So,
Tyler.
Those were great days.
Yes.
Remember the old middle school dances, guys? You remember those?
Yeah, I didn't have any.
Oh.
No, I remember them. They were shit.
Yeah, I remember. The boys would stay on the left side of the gym and the girls would stay on the other side, basically. It was really cliche. Eventually, we'd meet up in the center, though, and dance.
I won a breakdancing competition there.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But only because I committed most of it.
Did you cry afterwards?
Well, no, that wasn't
too special. You got handed the trophy?
That wasn't too special to me. I actually only won like a $10 gift card to Toys R Us. But the only reason I won is because no one else really took it seriously. Like, I made it like a mission. I dropped down on the floor and did like a spin on my tailbone.
He knew about that shit like 3 months ahead of time. He's like, practicing away.
Prepped a routine.
And it worked. He got that girl to kiss him on the cheek.
Yeah, that's why he got the kiss.
The only reason.
She's like, my hero. Take me to Toys R Us or whatever it was.
He's only using me for the gift card.
Yeah. So Tyler, this can warp into a actually relatable topic then. What do you have any just embarrassing stories for us in general?
Or better yet?
I mean, I'm sure I do, but I can't. Nope, yeah, nope. I guess there was one. There was one like pretty recently. I got like a staph infection on my ass.
That was kind of
embarrassing to have to go in and like have a doctor fiddle around with your ass, and they have to pop that shit.
Ooh.
So like this doctor's just squeezing away at my ass cheek. My girlfriend's sitting in the room with me, and then they have to put this packing shit in it because they like cut it and they make a big ass hole. They have to put like this packing shit in it. And then like 2 weeks later, she had to pull that out of my ass. So that was pretty embarrassing. That was pretty embarrassing.
Wow.
I mean,
we'd
been together for like a year and a half. So I mean, it wasn't that.
Not soon enough.
That was your first time.
Yeah. That was the first time.
That's a milestone in any relationship.
I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready for you to pull out my ass packing.
Yeah. She still brings it up too. She's like, that was so fucking gross. I was like, I'm sure it was.
So whose staff was it?
Oh my god.
Wow. All right. Edit that out. Jesus. do you guys often go to the doctor for ass related stuff?
No, I just go to mom.
That was the last time, and that was like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago.
I just go to Tyler.
Yeah. I'm an expert now.
Yeah, Tyler, you've seen my ass, what, like 12 times now?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, really. He can tell you every birthmark, every mole, every freckle.
Every mole, hair. Every hair, every dingleberry.
I'm super scared of finally getting my prostate checked eventually. I don't want that to happen.
This is like, was it like 20-some years down the road?
Really?
Yeah, it's aging away, but it's still a fear I've got. I don't know.
Why
every now and then, just every now and then, just he has a moment where he fears that randomly in the middle of the day.
Jackson,
much.
He's Jackson, like, you got in the fucking. You. he just goes cold one day. Jackson, what's wrong? I just remembered
it's
in 20
coming,
years.
Dude.
The doctor's gonna be in my ass.
It's coming.
No, I know. I'm gonna have to do it and stuff. I'm gonna do it. I mean. It's just I've
Wait,
got
you're
a thing
do
about
it
my
yourself? No, doctor, it's okay. I can handle this.
Trust me, I'm an expert.
Just guide my finger.
Smell my finger. Is it healthy?
Doctor, you can do me if I do you. Well, Jackson, you've gotten physicals, right?
No.
You've never gotten a physical ever. Not for sports, or for school, or for anything.
Never turn your head and cough?
Oh. Yeah, haven't had them roll your balls around and be all like, good job.
No.
Nice balls.
Are you sure that was a physical?
Yeah, well, I didn't go to that gym.
I don't know, maybe my uncle did it. It was cheaper. And by that, I mean he had to pay me.
Did they use any tongue in your physical?
A little.
Well, yeah, he had to do a taste test. He had to make sure I'm tasting all right.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was normal procedure.
It tastes like old man ass.
I was weirded out when I brought in the semen sample and he took a swig right in front of me.
Yeah, but then he shows you the plaque with the diploma on the wall and you're like, all right, this guy knows what he's doing.
Well, no, after he fondled my balls, he said, okay, the doctor will be in shortly.
There you go.
With a coloring book.
So, Jackson, you've never had like a finger in your asshole? No, I know I'm saying that like it's a rite of passage, but it's a real question.
I mean, I probably had my finger in my asshole at some point when I was younger, but no.
I mean, yeah, you get some toilet paper that's not strong enough, it happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
It's the world's worst magic trick. Fuck.
Then you wonder how it could have happened. Like, why did you put your finger so close to the center of your asshole?
Yeah. Trying to be thorough.
It's just so much. I should have just got mum to do it again. I don't know. So many better ways.
Mom, my ass has poop on it again.
Why does this keep happening? I wish I was never born.
Son, why don't you learn to wipe?
I'm Jesus not your son.
Christ. Who are you? Get out of our house. You just bent over without your pants on, holding a roll of toilet paper, waiting for someone. Anyone brave enough?
God forbid you do it in a public restroom.
That poor man.
Oh boy.
Anyway, I think we've been recording for
hour and a half roughly.
Yeah. I think this is a good place to end it. Mm-hmm. Unless anyone's got some final questions that they want to throw out. Tyler, you've been awfully quiet this entire episode. Probably the most quiet person on the podcast.
I have? Oh, shit. That's not good. I don't know. I don't really... not any questions I can think of.
Jackson's terrible joke aside, Tyler, did you have fun?
I did. I did have fun.
That is such a sad question. That's insecurity.
Did you have fun, champ?
Insecurity and its finest. Sports?
We do you want ice cream?
We didn't waste your time, did we?
Can you fill out our satisfaction survey?
What can we improve on for next time? Kaya was a bit too talkative. We'll tell him to keep it down next time.
Yeah, just tell him to shut the hell up.
We'll get a finger in Jackson's ass eventually. Don't you worry.
Exactly. No. Yeah, I need to have a finger in his ass story next
time.
It's
a legitimate fear, for fuck's sake. I'm actually terrified.
Why are you afraid?
It's not that bad.
Because it's really not.
No, it is bad.
No, it's not. Things go out, they
can
go back in.
Yeah, but it's my special place. I don't want a doctor.
He's waiting for the right person.
Yeah. He's waiting till marriage, and then 5 years down the road, baby, I'm ready for you to check my prostate.
Andrew, have you had?
Yeah,
have you had the glove lube and finger in your asshole procedure done?
No.
Am I the only one?
How is it?
I've had it done, but I'm not.
Why'd you get it done?
Because sometimes when I would make some poopy come out of my butthole, there'd be some blood in it.
Oh.
That's a funny way of saying that.
When I make some poopy come out of my butthole.
That's the most mature way to handle a prostate exam. Doctor, my poopy is red.
What can I do?
I thought it was commonplace. I had it done like 8 times.
Oh my
Jesus.
God. Jesus. Are you sure you
had a finger
doctor?
In your ass 8 times?
Yeah, like someone
Charlie just
ballpark.
Enjoys it.
Yeah, it's
sure
part
it
of my physical
doctor?
Now. I just request it. I have a cold, but I'll bend over too. I can give you the rundown, Jackson. Usually what they'll do is they'll make you lie on your side and tuck your knees up to your tits. Then they just say, brace yourself.
Jesus.
And then you feel both his hands on your side.
You actually don't feel anything.
I got it.
You don't feel much of anything, though, Jackson, if that's any consolation, unless your asshole is just, like, the tightest and most sensitive thing on the planet.
He gets fucking Shaquille O'Neal as his doctor. Just a big fucking bratwurst going up in there.
Brock Lesnar walks in. Let's get this done.
Andre the Giant fingers.
That'd be one of the best fucking pranks in the world. You get like the Big Show to pose as a doctor, and as soon as he gets the finger in, he just goes, "Oh!"
I don't think he'd fit the finger in, like, especially if he was like playing that prank on me. It just wouldn't fit. He'd rip me in half.
Oh boy. Jackson, you're probably psyching yourself out. Honestly, once you get it done, you'll probably realize it's not nearly as bad.
Just practicing on your own a little bit, you know?
It feels like warm jello moving around and sloshing.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
It feels like you're doing a poop, but in reverse.
Well, yeah. I won't need to do it for another 20 or so years.
Yeah,
so
then
I don't get blood in
it.
My poopy, or whatever Charlie said. Yeah. So I'll be all right.
I want Charlie to go to like a nurse waiting room and she's like, can I help you? And he goes, there's blood in my poopy.
Oh, you'll be fine, Jackson. I believe in you.
Yeah, Jackson, you're a strong, tough boy with big muscles.
Yeah.
Just give me kind words in 20 years. I'll need it.
I'll make sure to just keep psyching you up weekly. Jackson, prostate exam, you'll nail it.
Tyler, I want you to message me in 20 years telling me I'm going to be okay.
You will. You will, I promise.
We'll hold you to that.
He'll be in the waiting room.
I'll hit you up. Yeah, we can go at the same time. We can have it done at the same time. I'll hold your hand.
Can we hold it? Yes. Hold hands.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll give you a rag.
That's all I'm asking for.
There you go.
That's why I brought this up.
Aw, that's adorable.
He needed a prostate exam partner.
I got one.
Will you be my prostate partner?
My finger up the butt, buddy.
All right. So that's it for this episode of the official podcast. Thank you to everyone who showed up on time, and who talked. They're all great people. Thanks to my beautiful co-host Charlie, Andrew, Kaya, and Tyler for entertaining us for an hour and a half. Go check them out. Tyler, do you want to shout yourself out?
Nah, my shit sucks. Don't watch it. It's fine.
Okay, perfect.
Tyler's got a great channel. It's PewDiePie at YouTube. Look it up.
Yep.
No, thank you for coming on the show, Tyler.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man.
Really appreciate it.
We actually might need you to replace one of our hosts.
What was that? Sorry, my headphones just came unplugged.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah, it's better you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of selling out like a fuck, please go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. We love your donations. And we love you. And there's some 95 nice incentives if you're feeling like you want to support us. We have a lot of goals we want to achieve. We like bringing you this content, and we appreciate every single dollar.
Yeah.
All right. I just figured, you know.
No, we do. All right. Thanks for watching this episode. We'll see you next week. Links in the description. See ya.
Thanks, everyone.
Goodbye. I love you.
We'll try to get Kai under control next time so he won't be such a whirlwind of words talking over everyone.
How do we intro this usually? We say something about Patreon.
That was a great joke, Kaya. Wow, you're killing it this week. Let's move on into our viewer lines. Welcome to the
anyway,
wacky
folks,
corner.
Now,
yeah, beautiful guys, way better.
Oh man,
leave that in.
I'm definitely leaving that in. Leave that in. That gave me a hoot.
Anyway, Charlie, please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yours would probably be better.
Hey, folks! Welcome to the end of the show, where we get to read your lines, whatever you want us to dictate to you, the host of your choice, as per picked. God fucking damn it. Hi. So, this is the end of the show.
What's happening?
I lost every train of thought that I had. Hi, this is the end of the show where we read shout-outs.
This is going to be the whole thing. It's just us greeting. Can we just read the messages?
Perfect. All right, this is the end of the show where we read messages as picked by our patrons in the $50 tier. You get to send us a message, a shout-out, and which of the hosts you want to have read it. So we're going to get started on that.
Yes, we are. All right, so the first one comes from, it just says it's from Australia Zoo, which is a zoo over in Australia. That's where I am. So,
wait, are you sure?
I think so. The first crocodile I ever caught was at 9 years of age, and it was a rescue. I have no fear of losing my life. If I have to save a koala or a crocodile or a kangaroo or a snake, mate, I'll save it. Yeah, I'm a thrill seeker, but crikey, education's the most important thing.
I think they just wanted to take advantage of your accent for that one.
I don't have an accent, really, do I?
It's a small one, it's a very slight one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a quote from Steve Irwin, I believe.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Well, you disappointed the Australia Zoo.
All right, so this one is from Andrew, and he would like to say, I would like to use this to shout out my friends Steph, Angie, Leash, I guess? Marily?
Lish,
Marily, Sky, and Kylie. Sorry if I pronounced any of those names wrong.
Shout out to them,
shout out to Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Andrew. This one comes from Casey Ryan DeMock. If evolution is real, then why isn't it in the Bible? I mean, checkmate.
Ooh,
he cracked the code.
The old Da Vinci code.
All right. So
yeah, that old Da Vinci code.
This next one is more, it's less of a shout out and more a general request for all of us. Hey, I was wondering if you could get everyone to say something encouraging, something really short, like, you got this, stay strong, never give up, you can do it, or whatever. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you.
And that comes
so
from Hope.
You want to go? Yeah, you want to go around the circle? J-A-C-K? Just something nice?
Yeah, all right. Hope, you're beautiful.
Jesus, fuck, don't hit on her.
I'm not hitting on her.
That's I think Hope means like a general, positive thing. Not directed at her. Just something encouraging.
You don't know that. She could be wanting it directly at her. She says that would mean so much to me.
Artistic license.
All right, well, I'll do a second take for Andrew since he wants me to encourage him as well. Life is short, so make the most of it.
Okay, nice one. Your turn, Andrew.
There are things you think you can't do, but surprise, you can do them. There you go, Charlie.
Can I quit? That was awful.
Can I quit?
All right, for real.
It's okay, it can stay. You know, let's move this along. It's been like 15 minutes of season's greeting.
Charlie, go. Move it on, then.
My actual one is, you're capable of way more than you think you are. There, that's legitimate.
That's cute, Andrew. I'll just quote every basic high school student. Whether you think you can or can't, you're right.
Ugh. All right, Kaya, go.
Well, Hope and Co. and everyone listening, you might not always be the smartest person in the room, but you can always be the hardest working one.
That's a good one.
Mm. That was good. Your line's next.
Speaking of Kaya, keep it going.
Oh. All right, this next one comes at us from Seaman Cannon, and he says, I'm disappointed Trump used the Moab when he could have used the Seaman Cannon.
And that's from Seaman Cannon. All right, this one is for me and has a special request on it. So, Charlie, I'm proud of you as a son. Ain't that some shit? I figured I would tell you something that your father would never actually say.
Ooh.
That's got dark at the end there.
Yeah, sorry, Charlie.
That's kind of mean. Well, Clayton, my dad said he's proud of me sometimes.
Only sometimes. All right, next one is also for me. When I was young, I thought girls peed and pooped out of their assholes. So the first time I remember having diarrhea, I thought I pissed out my ass. I thought I was turning into a girl. I cried.
What is this, a confession site?
That's a great quote. I don't know if it's from something, but that's a good quote. Next up is Kaya.
You didn't say who sent that one.
Oh.
Edgar.
Oh, sorry. Juan. That's from Edgar Juan. My apologies. Thought I already said that. And that previous one was from Clayton. We said that, right?
Yeah,
I said that.
I was just making sure. Okay, all right.
This one is from Chandler Rubin. He says, you guys really are genuine. It was fun talking to you, and I fully recommend to anyone, even if you can't afford it fully, to donate $100 at least once. Also, I hope Charlie leaves. You can use the cap salary on one of the big free agents, hopefully for a smaller contract.
Jesus.
I don't know what that means.
Well, the fans have spoken. You're out.
Yeah, that's it. Goodbye.
Well, it was a fun run, everyone.
Yeah, once Charlie gets too big for the podcast, he's gone.
Why did everyone give Charlie the short end of the stick this week?
Oh,
no one picked him. Everyone's shitting on him.
It's just one of those days.
It might be because... Well, Charlie got a bunch in the beginning. Okay. This is from Solly S. Priff. That's all right. So, Solly S. Priff.
I think Pref means preferred, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, Solly. All right. This is from Solly. There you go. S-A-U-L-I.
Yeah.
You need 1 pound of ground beef, 1 pound of macaroni or similar pasta, 1 quart of milk, and 2 to 3 eggs. Fry and season the beef however you want and cook the pasta. Mix together and put into a pot. Mix eggs and milk and pour it onto the container with the rest of your ingredients. Throw pot into oven for 40 minutes at 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Let cool for 20 minutes and go to blueapron.com/official and order veggies for a salad.
Oh, you know what that is, guys? That's the blueapron.com/official comment of the week. So thank you, Solly, for popping our cherry.
You did it! Yeah!
You did it.
Leave seem like favorite... bigger sellouts than we are.
Leave your favorite blueapron.com/official ad as a comment and maybe we'll pin it.
Leave your favorite blueapron.com/official link in the description.
It'll be there. It'll be right at the top.
Here's a fun game. Only upvote comments that mention Blue Apron.
Jesus Christ.
That's it for this week and the Blue Apron podcast. Actually, no, there's one more.
Well, we gotta keep talking until Blue Apron pulls up into Jackson's driveway.
They're coming. They've got to make the trek across the ocean.
This one is from... I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong. Matteo Precious Laprise. And he says, "Hey guys, I don't know if you remember, but when we did the first official hangout, you asked where my nickname came from, so I returned the question to you. Gave or... Did you used to have a nickname, and what is it, and what is the story behind it?" I never had one, unfortunately.
I mean, I think, didn't we just talk about this? I feel like I've told you about my nickname being Jackals and my grandmother giving it to me.
Oh,
we did mention that.
Yeah.
Well, just mention during the hangout. Just mention it now.
Oh,
that's basically it. My grandmother gave me a nickname when I was younger. I don't know. It's the only nickname that I'm really embarrassed about. I don't know why, but it's Jackals. That's it.
You should have heard him in the hangout. He was going on and on about how he hated his grandmother for that bad nickname.
I love my grandmother.
That's not what you said in the hangout.
I'm trying to get a nudes, Charlie. Just, please.
The only nickname I've ever had was in high school. My weightlifting coach used to call me Wagon. And it's relevant, but I can't really go into details.
It's the most terrible
why.
Fucking nickname.
It is, and it makes sense, but I can't for
why Wagon?
Oh, well,
it's as random as just calling you wheel.
Not,
why?
Not,
all right, Jackson, so he'd call me Wagon, and the reason he'd call me that is when I was struggling with heavy weights, he'd go, "Come on, get those wagon wheels a turning."
Ugh,
and. And it,
is this the
it
guy who stuck his finger in your ass?
It made me feel really self-conscious whenever he did that. Like it was embarrassing. But that's the only nickname I've ever really had.
Yeah.
Charlie, did you have one?
Charming Charlie.
I guess
What is the story behind Charming Charlie? Said it the other week, it seemed like you disliked it. What is it? What's the story?
It was like in my freshman or maybe sophomore year of college, and I would bring like Fireball to house parties to just like give out shots because I thought it'd be fun, nice way to meet people. And then two absolutely revolting human beings called me Charming Charlie for giving them alcohol, and then they proceeded to follow me around asking for shots. And it was nothing you wouldn't see in a Lord of the Rings movie trying to get the ring back. It was horrific.
Jesus,
they were really rude.
Disco ball is the eye of Sauron.
it was super uncomfortable, and they were super rude and not good people and not pleasant to look at.
Jesus.
Alright, well, that concludes this.
Yeah, that does it.
Yeah. Thanks to those patrons for sending us their messages. I hope we did them service. I don't know. How do we end this usually?
Thank you for the questions.
They weren't questions.
Thank you for your viewer support. We genuinely mean it. No jokes, no bullshit. We're really thankful that we have very nice fans.
Yeah. Sincerely, thank you. It does mean a lot to us.
Tune in next week for a special surprise.
Ooh, don't spoil it. All right.
It's GTA 6.
It's blueapron.com/official.